Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. In prep sports going on today, let's start with girls tennis. Albert Lea is going to host Northfield and Rochester Mayo starting at 2. USC is on the road at Belle Plaine for a 4:15 start. Of course, girls tennis today, that's all weather permitting. In volleyball, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to host Alden Conger at 7:15. Lake Mills on the road at West Hancock at 7. At Northwood Kensett, will host North Butler. That's a 7 o'clock start. Northwood Kensett trying to bounce back from a tough 5-set loss to Riceville earlier this week. Josh Donaldson had a 2-run homer leading off the 10th inning, and Jake Cave had a 3-run shot as the Minnesota Twins beat the Boston Red Sox last night 9-6. Same two teams to wrap up their 3-game series at Fenway Park tonight. John Gant on the mound for the Twins, 4-7. 3.77 ERA. Chris Sale, he'll go for the Red Sox, 2-0, 1.80 ERA. Pregame at 5:30. We'll have your first pitch at 6:10. The Minnesota Timberwolves have finalized their acquisition of ace defender Patrick Beverley. Now they're sending 2019 first-round draft pick Jared Culver and backup forward Juancho Hernan Gomez to the Memphis Grizzlies. Now Patrick Beverley, a member of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs first-team offense will take the field for at least the first half of their preseason finale against our Minnesota Vikings coming up on Friday night. Vikings right now 0-2 in preseason football. Baseball scores from yesterday. Alex Bregman had 2 hits and 1 RBI before scoring the winning run in the 10th inning as the Astros beat Kansas City 6-5. Robbie Ray matches career high by striking out 14 over 7 innings. Blue Jays beat the White Sox 3-1. Francisco Mejia hit a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 9th inning as the Rays pick up their 8th win in 9 games. They beat the Phillies 7-4. A.J. Pollock led off the 16th inning with a 2-run homer, and the streaking Los Angeles Dodgers beat San Diego last night 5-3. Paul Goldschmidt homered twice and scored the game-ending run on Lars Nootbaar's single in the 10th inning as the Cardinals beat the Tigers 3-2. The Brewers lead in the NL Central's up to 9.5 games after Brandon Woodruff fanned 10 over 6 innings of their 4-1 victory over second-place Cincinnati. The Orioles, Baltimore, their 19-game losing streak is over. They turned a 6-2 deficit into a 10-6 win over the Angels. Ranmil Reyes drove a 451-foot home run into the left field bleachers. That was one of 4 solo homers hit by Cleveland as they thumped the Rangers 7-2. The Marlins ended an 8-game skid. They topped the Nationals 4-3 in 10 innings. Doubleheader yesterday for the Cubs and the Rockies. Cubs win Game 1 5-2. Rockies come back and win a wild one in Game 2 13-10. Arizona's Carson Kelly and Pavin Smith hit solo home runs against the Pirates' bullpen. Arizona picks up a 5-2 victory. NFL notes, the Los Angeles Rams have acquired running back Sony Michel from the Patriots for undisclosed 2022 draft picks. Now, Michel brings some help to the Rams' offense that was running low on healthy options with the regular season fast approaching. Packers wide receiver Devin Funchess has gone on injured reserve after hurting his hamstring in a joint practice with the Jets last week. Now the move ends the season for Funchess, who hasn't played a regular season game since September of 2019. Veteran tight end Kyle Rudolph and former Minnesota Viking is finally on the field with the New York Giants after passing his physical. Now, Rudolph was taken off the physically unable to perform active list and will practice on a limited basis this week after recovering from off-season foot surgery. Trevor Lawrence will start Jacksonville's season opener at Houston on September 12th. Coach Urban Meyer gave Lawrence the nod over third-year pro Gardner Minshew. The Broncos, Denver, they're going to go with Teddy Bridgewater over Drew Locke as their starting quarterback. Bridgewater was acquired from Carolina for a 6-round draft pick back in April. And the U.S. Open is going to be played without 2 of the top U.S. women. Serena Williams has pulled out of the Grand Slam tournament, which is the last Grand Slam event of the year, because of a torn hamstring. Fifth-ranked Sophia Kenin will miss the event due to a positive test for COVID-19, even though she said she has received a vaccine. And let's check a sports. Again, Twins and Red Sox, Game 3 of that series tonight. 5:30 pregame, first pitch at 6:10, right here on your local home for your Minnesota Twins, KATE. Reporting from the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.